This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 89 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Todd Dillman from Towboat US Naples, Marco Island, and now Everglades City. Todd, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, pleasure getting to know people out here in the community and what they do. And why don't we just jump right in the water here and hear a little bit what you do.
Well, Towboat US, a lot of people like to relate it to AAA on the water. That being said, you know, breakdowns, soft ungroundings, tows, we cover out to 50 miles. We can go farther, but we do have a membership program. So it's a couple $100 a year, and there's no out-of-pocket expenses to the customer for these things.
Kind of like, it's exactly like AAA. You break down, you get tow your car, tow your boat wherever you need to. I love it. So how did you get involved in this industry?
I used to commercial lobster fish in Southern California, and that was a wintertime gig for 6 months. And in the summer, I was looking for something to do. So I started towing boats with the local towers over there, and ended up, you know, absolutely falling in love with it. There's something about being able to help someone on the water while getting paid. So it's almost like a feel good thing, you know, right. And when they're members, you're not charging them. So you're not feeling it, you know, it's all positive. And I really liked that kind of line of work. So
have you always been on the water?
I have always been on the water. Yes. Since I was about 14 when I started taking it very seriously. And then, you know, my family moved here, moved there, maybe not close enough to the ocean as I'd like. And then when I was about 18, I started working on the sport boats in Southern California, going out every day, you know, learning that, and that involved in the commercial fishing, which then evolved into this. And it's given me a really good realm of experience doing a little bit of everything. You know, I've been in the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Gulf, running boats, and all areas are different and challenging in their own ways. And it's been a great, you know, learning experience.
I love it. I love it. So what brought you from coast to coast, from Pacific to Atlantic?
Pacific to Gulf, we were looking for a move. California wasn't really the place for us, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, right. How long you been here then?
This is going to be our fourth year here. Okay. And we've been in the business for three, I believe, is when we took over. So we moved to Naples and Marco Island solely. I went to school up in Daytona Beach. I'd been to Florida. It was kind of a goal to get back to Florida.
Right.
And we ended up in Naples. I didn't even know about Naples and Marco Island. We were looking for a Towboat US for sale, and that's how we ended up landing here.
Wow. That is, it's a great area. Southwest Florida is a great area. I moved down here right out of college, and it's just love the area. Just blame my parents for not being born down here. That's all.
No, we absolutely love it. We have my wife and I have two young girls, and it is the best place, I think, to raise a kid. You know, clean, people are nice. It's nice.
Nice. So are there any, you've had quite a journey, I want to say. Has there been any maybe hardships or challenges along the way that maybe you can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm in a better place because of it, and I can look back and kind of glad I went through that?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a few, but one that sticks out is the hurricane. You know, we just bought the business, and I've never gotten boats out of trees and dug them out of pools and stuff and out of people's living rooms. So there was a very big learning curve there. We were able to step up and, you know, handle it, I think, very well and professionally. And, you know, it was definitely a lot being in the first year of business, but it was a learning experience like no other.
And I'm sure the people that you helped are now, you know, lifetime, you know, members with you, and people that have, you know, been loyal to you then.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, that's a stressful situation, I think, for everybody. And it was more just trying to, you know, make sure people had water and stuff like that. If they needed our help with the boat, cool, we'll help you. But, you know, it was a sad thing to see on our end. And, you know, us being so busy with work at the time, it was, trying to make sure everyone was cool, and it was devastating in that sense. So,
right. Yeah. It's more about the people in the community rather than, you know, the physical boats and things like that. It was just making sure everybody was all right. Are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about what you do that we could clear up for our listeners?
Yeah, I would love it. So people sometimes think of Towboat US as almost an insurance policy, which it is kind of one, you know, for recreational breakdowns, soft on ground and stuff like that. There's misconstruction on the, you know, your boat sinks, your boat's in a tree, let's say, after the hurricane. A lot of that's done through your insurance policy. And the two are not the same. So just like in your car, you have AAA and then you have whatever, let's say Progressive for your car insurance if you get in a crash. So sometimes people think, oh, I have a Towboat US membership, I'm insured. Well, yeah, you're insured for the breakdown or running aground, but definitely not if your boat sinks or spills fuel all over the harbor or something like that. So I really urge people to look into their coverages. You know, we'll do everything we can. We can help you on both ends. It's just where we're going to be. We don't like to give people, my big thing is I don't want to hand someone like you a bill. That's right. The worst. I have the cheapest, you know, $200 a year, $215, I think is what we're up to for the unlimited gold. And I don't have to charge you out of pocket. That makes me happy. If you have the right insurance, God forbid your boat sinks, they're going to cover it if it's the correct insurance, and I don't have to give you a bill. And that is, I really push people to looking in your policies, make sure you have what's right for you.
Just like any insurance, you want to make sure you're covered properly, and when the time comes to use it, it's actually going to work for you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to charge Joe, you know, $1,200 because he accidentally ran aground in Southwest Florida and didn't realize how shallow it was his first time here, you know?
So going along those lines, I'm sure you've been out on the water quite a bit. I'm sure you've seen some strange things and kind of like, how did they do that?
Yeah, you know, sometimes a series of events. So we get a lot of people traversing, you know, let's say St. Pete, stuff like that, down to the Keys, and they'll spend their winter months there and come back. And sometimes the weather's not the nicest on their trip back, let's say. And, you know, I'll think of one we did the other few months back. We had a couple, they had no radio, but they put off their MMSI alert on their radio. Coast Guard sent a helicopter. They were 75 miles offshore, and they were demasted. And it was a sailing catamaran that was trying to sail, you know. It's not like a normal sailboat where it'll heel over.
Yeah.
Being a catamaran, you know, he just snapped the mast off because it was blowing 35. And he says, you know, hey, I'm a Boat US member. And through the radio and the comms and the Coast Guard helicopter and everything, I was able to get a hold of his insurance adjuster. Like, hey, this is what's happening. What do you want us to do? You know, get the boat back into safe harbor, please. And I was like, the mast is hanging in the water. Like, we're not going to be able to pull that thing up. It's soaking wet. Or like, ask Coast Guard, you know, are we able to demast the boat and bring it in? Yes. So stuff like that, you know, like, man, that is a kind of intense situation where we had to go in our 26-foot boat in, you know, 9-foot seas, 35-knot winds. We made the trip out there, successful recovery, brought it back in. And it's on our Instagram if you want to check it out. But that was one of our cooler, you know, jobs we had. But yeah, we get a lot of stuff where another story that comes to mind, and this is a second day after we bought the business, there was a family on a 35-foot Sea Ray at a Marco. There's about 4 to 5 foot waves, and they have an open bow. They ended up swamping the boat out, everybody in the water. You know, all first responders and ourselves and CETA, everybody was out there, get the people out of the water. And we had to get that boat. And that, you know, that was second day on the job. I was like, oh, wow, this is how it's going to be. Okay. So there's never any dull moments, which is I love.
I bet. You see a lot of interesting things out there. But you know, you've got a great job. You get to be out on the water, outside all day. You're not stuck in an office, per se. What kind of advice would you give people out there that, that do own boats?
You know, check the weather. That's a big thing. Check your tides. Check your weather before. Biggest thing I can press on is let someone know when you're going and when you're supposed to return. Having a sailing plan is the best thing I think you can do. Say you do have engine trouble and you don't have your radio set up with MMSI and your radio's out on your boat or something, at least someone can notify somebody that, hey, they were supposed to return and they didn't. And I think that's very important from what I've seen on the water here.
Love it. So doing what you do, I'm sure you're probably on call and on duty quite a bit. What do you like to do in your free time?
I mean, I'm a dad of two daughters, 3 and 4, and honestly, family time. My wife's awesome, swimming in the pool, hanging out. That's, you know, you'll find us a lot at Key Wading too. Me and my family, the work boats out, hang out on the beach all day and stuff like that. So I just like to hang with my kids. A little bit of golf here and there, but mostly
that's it. You gotta enjoy it. You gotta, you know, be passionate about what you do, but then enjoy yourself as well too. And it's, you know, glad you're able to spend that time with the family. Is there one last thing that maybe our listeners should know about Towboat US that maybe they don't know?
I mean, the main thing I like people to differentiate that you don't know, we have two different towing options. We have an unlimited option and an unlimited gold option. The difference between the two is if you have a dock on the water and you keep your boat on the water, get the unlimited gold. If you trailer your boat and you don't have your dock on the water, the unlimited will be fine. Same amount of coverage. The unlimited gold just provides that dock to dock service. Don't spend the extra money if you don't need. And if you're a new member, you have questions, feel free to call me at any time. We have a website, phone number is everywhere. I'm sure you'll attach it to this podcast. But I will always give a new member $50 off. That's one of the discounts I'm able to do through Towboat US, and I try to share that, you know, savings with you if I can, and answer any questions and stuff. Feel free to call anytime.
Absolutely. Todd, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Appreciate what you do and being part of the community, and glad you're in Southwest Florida.
Right on, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.